This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The addition of Stephon Diggs seems to make everyone in the huddle a little bit better.
No question.
What are your impressions of, you know, kind of being around him and seeing him work?
Oh, I mean, it's been awesome ever since we were out in Miami training together and now actually being in the building together. It's been cool kind of getting to know him off the field a little bit, but also just, you know, the way he works. You know, he's a workhorse. He's out there grinding just as hard as everybody else, and seeing him run some routes. Like, I've already tried to start picking up some certain things that he does while he's running routes to see if I can do it myself. And a lot of times, you know, it's very difficult, but it's just impressive to watch. And obviously everybody's really excited to have him in the huddle with us.
Quick follow up a little bit. The expectations for yourself. I know outside of the building, the experts seem to think that Dawson Knox is going to have a big year. What are your expectations for yourself? What did you go into the offseason kind of looking to do and improve on?
Yeah. So, you know, I felt like year one was, you know, it was a tough year just because it was, you know, first year in the league, trying to keep my head above water. Kind of felt like I was just treading water the whole time. And finally towards the end of the season, I felt like I was able to kind of start playing faster, not really thinking about where I'm lining up and what I'm looking at pre-snap and more just playing freely. But this offseason, I've, you know, had a jug machine the whole time, just working on the hands and some of the easier catches where I would start looking downfield before I secured the ball away. That was a big emphasis for me. But also, I'm really excited having the same playbook with Daboll and just the same connections, like on the offense with Josh. I was with him tons of, you know, we had several throwing sessions during the offseason. So just continuing to work on that chemistry and kind of just building on everything we did last year. I'm really excited to see what, you know, this year is going to be like. I feel like, you know, I'm ready to make a big leap.
Thanks, Dawson. Stay safe.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, Dawson. John Scott, good to see you.
How's it going?
Good, good. I wanted to kind of see if you could expand on last year, and drops were an issue, and what were some of the things that you did this offseason to try to, you know, shorten up that little blip on your season?
Yeah, it was mostly just training my eyes. Like, it was, I realized there were a few of most of the issues that I had were on the easier balls that Josh would put a, you know, great ball right on my chest. You know, I'd kind of already be looking to make someone miss before I secured that. So it was kind of just going back to the basics, training my eyes to the tuck. I had a jug machine all offseason, which was great. And obviously getting together with Josh a lot helped there too. So I think, you know, I'll be prepared and ready to go this season.
One quick follow-up. What is your reaction to knowing that in short order, Stephon Diggs is already referring to you as Mr. Stiff Arm?
See, that's funny. He's called me that a couple times in the locker room. I mean, you know, any compliment from him, I'll take. So that's nice. You know, I'll see how that goes this year again too.
Yeah, there's some pressure. I mean, you got to keep it up then, right?
Yeah, I know. I can't be letting him down with that one now. I definitely got some pressure on me.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So, Mr. Stiff Arm, good morning. Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. You know, availability, growth, consistencies, those are some of the three things Coach McDermott spoke of recently. So what have you done to address those things?
Yeah, just like I already kind of mentioned, just going back to some of the basics when it comes to catching and then just working on fundamentals all off season. Obviously, the off season was a lot longer than everybody planned, so there was some extra time there for me to work on some specific things that I wanted to do. And even blocking wise, I want to get better in pass protection. I kind of want to be able to be out there and do whatever they need me to do. And I don't want to be a guy that they have to take off when they run certain packages. So I kind of wanted to just work on all areas of my game, make it a little bit more well-rounded and just work on some of the consistency things with catching the ball, which I think was great that me and Josh were able to get together so much during the offseason.
So, okay. So with that being said, we also know that tight end is a quarterback's best friend with all these new additions. You know, do you feel that you would, what do you got to do to make sure that you maintain targets this year?
You know, I think, you know, having Steph there on the outside, you know, I think that's going to open up the middle for me a lot. So hopefully, you know, because defenses are going to respect him. And then obviously with Smoke and Cole, I mean, our receiving core is going to be special. So it's going to be really fun to watch those guys. And, you know, hopefully sometimes I'll get a little check down ball here and there. But there's also going to be some good plays where I'm out, you know, down the field, number one or two in the progression. So I think it's going to be similar to last year. But also we're throwing in some, you know, kinks here and there that I'm excited about.
Smoke, fire, Mr. Stiff Arm, sauce. I love it. Can't wait to see it on the field, man. Good luck this year.
Oh, can't wait. Appreciate it.
Hey, Dawson, Matt Perino, Syracuse.com. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's cool that you mentioned the time that you spent with Josh and some of the insight that he gave you, because I feel like it's a comparable situation. When he came in, he talked so much about like just getting thrown into the fire and having to kind of deal with figuring things out on the fly. What are some of the things that he shared with you in your time together that to kind of help you feel more prepared and more confident in year two?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, as a tight end, I don't have as much to worry about as quarterbacks do. I can't even imagine, you know, his job that he has to deal with. But he's, you know, off the field, we've just talked about kind of just trusting the same process that we're about to start again, going into camp, learning a few plays a day, just kind of putting those in the back pocket as we start working on the plays for the, you know, if we worked on 10 plays yesterday, kind of put those behind me and start working on the 10 today. And then just kind of build in brick by brick, kind of a good foundation of, you know, getting the timing right with Josh down the field and kind of learning the playbook again as if, you know, it was the first time, kind of reworking some of the fundamentals and kind of seeing the whole concept, which for me is a thing that's really helped knowing where I am in the progression. So, you know, if I'm the third guy he's going to look at, I don't want to be open too soon or he's going to miss me. So, you know, just some little things that are easier to work on year two that, you know, would have been hard to get to on year one when I'm trying to learn the whole playbook, you know, from the start. So I'm really excited to see how that's going to go this year.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, Dawson, Matt Bovee here. Hope you're doing well. Good to see you again. You keep bringing up this jug machine. I guess how frustrated were you last year that became kind of your focal point of the offseason? Because it's funny, you look back and it seems like all the crazy catches you were able to make, but you keep bringing up the simple ones that maybe you weren't happy with. Was that kind of the biggest focus going into the offseason?
Yeah, it was for me, just because that was a very frustrating thing. You know, there were some crucial catches that I needed to make that I didn't. And like I said, I mean, I even have some photos of me, the ball's getting there and I'm already looking to try to, you know, make someone miss or do a, you know, stiff arm or whatever you want to say. But I think it's going to be important for me to, like, even on the easy catches, just to work on my eyes, the tuck. And I think that's something that I was able to do a lot during the offseason. Like, I got a bunch of little brothers and my dad was able to get on the jug machine with me and we were, you know, catching a few hundred balls a day. So it was a pretty good offseason.
Apologize because I know players don't often like to answer this question because you want to be your own player and your own person, but tight end is one of those positions where there's so many different varieties and so many types of tight ends. Is there somebody you kind of emulate your game around? Like, is there somebody who you've seen in the past and like, that's who I want to be? Because tight ends come in so many different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, to me, my favorite guy to watch right now is George Kittle. And I actually was able to train with him a good bit during the offseason. He was there in Nashville, and we kind of used the same guy for some of the field work. So I got to know him a little bit. He's a great dude, super high energy, really fun to, you know, work with, work out with and compete against, but also just watching what he does on film is amazing. Like he'll go, you know, block a DN and then go out, run a corner and, you know, score a touchdown. So I think it's really fun to see his athleticism in space, the way he can create separation. And then, you know, it's hard to bring down too. So I think if I was only to watch one person right now, I'd probably watch him.
See, I'm glad I asked. Thanks, man. Be well.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks.
Hey, Dawson. Jason Wolf at the Buffalo News. Appreciate you taking some time to talk to us.
Yeah, for sure.
Curious what you think about the value of consistency and personnel on offense this season with so many guys returning, given, you know, everything you have to do, how weird this offseason and training camp is, and also the jump that you and Devin think that you can make heading into year two now that you do have that one season, you know, established in the league.
Yeah, so Devin and I are really excited. I know Cody is too. All the rookies from last year, I think everyone kind of expects your biggest jump to be from year one to year two, because mostly during my rookie year last year, I was just, you know, trying to make sure I knew where to line up, knew where to, you know, run my route and what to look for in the defense. Because, you know, going from having a limited playbook to, you know, Coach Daboll's offense, it was, you know, night and day difference. And it's really exciting to see what he can do with, you know, the weapons that he has. But last year was, for me, it felt like I was playing slower than I could have. So this year I'm really excited to kind of, you know, already have the playbook mentally down. And then, like I kind of mentioned earlier, being able to dive into some of the specifics on, you know, when Josh is going to be looking for me and against what coverage, and then how to kind of run routes differently according to what I see the defense, to what I see on the defense. So I think, you know, especially me and Motor at those offensive skill positions, I think we're really excited to see that jump this year.
Hey, Dawson, Josh Reed again. If you were down in Nashville, you probably bumped into Connor McDermott, which is a whole probably other conversation.
Oh, yeah, I saw him once or twice.
The thought of the possibility of no fans being in the stands, have you even thought about that idea and what that would be like?
You know, I think it's crossed everybody's mind at some point. You know, it's not going to – you know, for us, first and foremost, we just want to play, but also knowing that there's a good chance, you know, the fans are going to be either limited or not there at all. You know, it's going to be really tough for us. You know, it's going to be an obstacle for sure because of the way that the, you know, the mafia brings the energy to the stadium. And I mean, it's so fun to play in front of those fans every Sunday. So I think that's definitely going to be a big thing that's missed. If that, you know, actually does happen to where fans can't be in the stands. And, you know, we're trying not to think too much about that aspect right now. We're just trying to take it day by day and get better right now and trying to, you know, just keep focused on that first week. But if it does happen to where we can't have fans, I think everybody's going to be pretty, you know, frustrated about that. And we're going to have to find a way to bring ourselves energy because, you know, the fans do such a great job of that here.
Thanks, Dawson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Dawson, John Scott again. You've mentioned a few times how you and Josh were able to get together a good amount of time this offseason. Can you expand on that? You know, how often, where, and how that all came about?
Yeah, so we were back in Buffalo early in the offseason together just for a few days. Just did some simple stuff, and then actually we saw each other in California because I usually go out there for a couple weeks. My agency's out there. Obviously it's great weather year round, so it's fun to train outside there, you know, around February and March. So I actually saw him and Brittany out there together, and then for a couple of days, and then we went to Miami. Obviously did that, you know, little 5-day session, which was nice. And then we actually both came back up here about a week early to where we got, you know, 3 or 4 more sessions in before everybody started reporting for camp. So I think between those few trips, it was, you know, pretty instrumental on getting some timing down and just getting a little jump start on what we're doing right now in camp.
And real quick, take me through the jet ski catch. That thing was was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could tell you that was the first take, but it took a couple tries. Yeah, that was my quarterback from Ole Miss. He's playing with the Chiefs now, but we had a football out there. We're just throwing it around, and we're like, hey, you know, might as well video it. So, and then he wanted to bring me in motion, so I came behind him on the jet ski, and it was obviously we're pretty bored. Didn't have a whole lot to do, but that was a July 4th weekend, so that was pretty fun.
How many takes?
Probably five. We started getting the timing down, though. We started getting it pretty consistent. It was fun.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, Dawson. Sal Majorana here in Rochester. Look, one thing I want to ask you about was the blocking aspect of playing tight end. I remember talking to you last year, and you said it was a work in progress. And obviously, you know how important it is, especially in Dable's offense. Where do you think you're going to be in 2020 with that? We know you can catch the ball and run. What about the blocking aspect?
You know, I feel like I've been able to put on some good I didn't put on a whole lot of weight, but I feel like I did get stronger this offseason. Like I said earlier, I do want to be able to stay on the field, you know, for all three downs, whether we're running, you know, out of the I formation, we're running downhill and I have to block a DN, or whether I have to go split out and outrun a safety. I want to be able to do all of that. So I think I really do take pride in my blocking ability because I don't want to be one dimensional. And I do think the coaches want to see me out there blocking as well. I think I showed enough last year to prove that I'm able to do it and that I'm willing to do it. But obviously there's some things that I can get better with that as well. So I think that's going to be, you know, one of the couple of my main focuses this training camp.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.